Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Look and live. If you can look at me, Jesus said, if you can look at me, you will live. While the children of Israel were dying because of disobedience, God asked Moses to raise a serpent as an emblem of Christ. And he said to them, those of you who are still alive, if you can look at this, if you can still look at it, no matter where you are currently, if you can look at Calvary, if you can look at the cross and find that there is an allocation of mercy for you. I know you have falling so far, you can't forgive yourself, but Jesus said, if you can look, don't look at your sin, look at me. Don't look at where everything shut down. He said, just look at me, you will live. And do you know, as simple as that is, it can be the most difficult thing to do. Because somewhere Satan is telling you, you are not the kind of person that is worthy of God's love. You are not worthy of God's mercy. You know that that thing that you did it deliberately. You knew that it was not, you planned to do it. You planned to be rebellious and disobedient. You knew how you got to that spot. You are not deserving of God's mercy. And you remembered, you heard the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, go back home. And you violated that clear instruction and you continued on that path. And now you are out in the open field without cover. Aren't we grateful that God is not Satan? That is amazing. Satan will lead you away and then allow you to deal with the pain of your sin. Satan has no capacity for forgiveness because he didn't get one. So he will allow you to wallow in that and then convince you that the only way to progress is to continue sinning. So that you can drown the voice of the Holy Spirit, the voice of your conscience. Church, we must come back to making Jesus the center of our lives, center of our families, center of our business. Jesus is your senior partner. He is not there to make your business grow. He is the senior partner. He is the owner of the business. You are the Nigerian MD. But the owner of the business is in the heavens. Hallelujah. That's why you cannot fail. Hallelujah. I said that's why you cannot fail. Because somebody has vested interest in your business. Somebody wants your business to grow. Stop looking for a wife. Look at Jesus. Yes. If you look at him, you'll get a good wife. Yes. 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 Stop looking to counselors. Counselors have their role. But if you look at Jesus, your home will be healed. If you look through the counselor, through Jesus, you will find the counselor. Who is the Holy Spirit? Most of the times, we need the earthly counselors because of our own rebellion. We want somebody to agree with us. And you will find. There's nothing wrong with counseling. But if we have two submissive people to the Holy Spirit, you don't need a counselor. Because God will come to him and say, apologize to your wife privately. Then he will go to and say, apologize. You say, you know it's your fault too. So both of you show up at the table saying sorry. That's the Holy Spirit. It's a quick way to resolve issues. Then tell you next time, stop shouting. I tell you, you too, be paying attention to your wife. Game over. Satan has lost. But you know what the counselor tells you? Say, okay, tell me, so what is he doing that is making you angry now? And those things are important. But it's a longer route. We can take the path of humility. And the world doesn't know this one. So they tell you that the moment you become uncomfortable, protect your mental space. What do you know about your mental space? Do you know the junks that have been there before you got married?
But until the Lord has control over your private life, it doesn't happen. There are three areas that God looks at. Before he claims ownership, he looks at your private life, it looks at your sexual life, your sex life, and it looks at what you do with money.
If God is not in any of this equation, and if God is not the reason why you respond the way you do to any of this equation, God cannot claim. He can be your savior, but it's not your Lord. There's nothing like, oh, I'm shy, that's why I cannot dance. You've not seen him. You have not seen him. There must be a reaction. There must be a response. When John saw him, he died. He fell. Jesus woke him up again. Say, don't die here. We need you to take a message back. Why do we worship him without reverence in our heart? Why do we worship him as if he is far away and not here with us? Because we have not seen him. We only consider God when we want our business to do well. We consider him when somebody is sick. We consider him when we are confused. We don't consider him because in him was life. And that life was the light of men. And how do you know a man whose life is filled with revival? The spirit of joy. Hallelujah. The spirit of joy. Come on, say, I have joy. And it is not the joy of money. You see now? They can't say it. Say, it is not the joy of money. It is the joy of the Lord. If $10,000 makes you more excited than when you are in God's presence, you are still far. I was talking to someone, you know, recently, last week. And I said, if the Lord opened a door for me to plant a church in Canada and I have to go, I will still be preaching what I'm preaching. Because when your eyes have seen the King, nothing that fades away thrills you. For me, it's just, I'm here, I'm sent. That's all. That's nothing to do with a better life. Better life is in Christ. It's not there.
When God says he will give us all our desires, it's because at that stage, our desires are exactly his own desires. Because you may actually be looking for something that will give you. And this is my personal experience. So if you are here and you heard and the Lord said to you that this is going to be your wife, but it's going to be your husband, do you now know why the warfare is intense? Because affliction must arise for the word's sake. Satan will do everything to prove that he didn't hear God, and Satan is a liar. That's what I told you all about. Satan wants to destroy your resolve and your faith, because that decision of who to marry is anchored on something that God said. Not because that would have been your choice. Not because you could not have gotten anything better. And please believe me, the beauty ones are very important. If you are, if it's beauty that is your primary decision in this is, you are gone. So it's about your desires. Staying long enough till you have no other aspiration except the one is saying to you, this is what I want you to do. When you are not really being moved by what people are doing because it is trending. God is never in trends. God is never in trends. AI is not new. Because the spirit of the Lord is in the chariots. The chariots, they are driverless. It's not about Tesla. The chariots in the world in Ezekiel, they have eyes and faces all around. They don't need a driver. If they go after you and you turn, they will follow you in that direction. Because they have eyes, they can see. There is nothing God made that didn't put a measure of his spirit. That's why those things did not rebel against God. Only man has successfully rebelled against God and is prospering in it. See, let me tell you, as we are fasting and waiting upon the Lord, don't just wait for the 6 o'clock prayers. Find your moment. Lock your door. Take off your tie. Those things that don't make you worship God, take them off. And then learn how to respond to God in a way that if God sees you, you will know this is a love dance. That that this is somebody who loves me. This one is not doing it for anything. This one is in love. She's not perfect, but she loves me. This is my daughter. It's a mixture of reverence and love and the Spirit of God crying, Abba. It's not a spirit of fear, it's a spirit of sonship.
And if that's the only thing we're able to recover in this month, we would have done a good job. Because a lot of people do not actually understand and believe the reality that God is their Father. They know it from a religious point of view, but they don't know it in their heart, which is why they cannot come boldly. Because there's this fear, unholy fear. You cannot even trust the Lord with your emotions. You cannot trust the Lord with your decision. You cannot trust the Lord that He has your best intention. You cannot trust that anything the Lord says. There's a lady I was planning to get married to. Planning. But it was a secret thing. Because I realized anytime you say what you want to do, God will start working against it. So I just kept it in my mind that I will not say this one, so nobody. So I went to school and I started serving God. In my mind, I was aiming this yellow thing that when I'm done, this will be the reward of ministry. And she was very calm, very gentle. Who is very gentle in this church? I'm looking. Let me see if it matches. Who is very gentle? MJ. Who is very gentle? Busola. Hey! In fact, I'm not sure anybody can argue with that. Pastor Busola. Even when she talks, eh? Sometimes, I don't know. Yeah, no. If I were to be a husband, I'll just say, I don't do anything. Should I cook? Should I wash? Because I don't want to stress you like, Kilo, what do you want? All that thing that you say, I don't open the door for my wife. I just sit down. I will even carry you and put you on your seat in the office. That's how I'll come back and pick you. I'll pick you again. I don't think. Because does it? But you know, you may not know that she could have a choleric trait. You may not know. So she has a very quiet and calm side. You don't know. You thought you found a wife. In quotes, you are not aware that this is what will kill you. Because now if we have a disagreement now, and we say people should try and resolve the conflict, the moment they see me, they'll say this is the guilty person. Without asking Musola what happened, they just say, this man, even the way he's looking, you will know he's a criminal. But Busara doesn't. So you may go stay with them for a few weeks and you may not know your limit. You think because he's Busola, you can just go to her kitchen and be taking all the big meat and say after all, Busara is she's a Christian. She's a Christian, she doesn't even mind. Her focus is heaven. Until one day she will call you very softly. Don't ever try that. I say, maybe one day she'll put Pastor David on stand. Let him tell us about his wife. So that lady was like that. Very calm. She always likes to listen to me. And I used to like, hey, this calm person, I'm someone that doesn't talk. Anything I say, that's what she will take. She won't disturb my life. She just be, I'll be the playmaker, you know, like. Uh-huh. So this one, once I come, she will not be asking me, are you not tired? I said, no, I still want to talk to you. Say, hey, okay. I realize for those of us who are very, you know, good with our words, as you get older, start talking less because the reality of life, school fees, text message from your landlord, all those things have a way of just making you very calm. So even when you see people fighting on the main road, you're just like, okay. Because everybody has his own problem. You are very careful. So this lady was very calm and all of that. And recently we reconnected. And then she made a statement. She said, all that time that you thought I was quiet, I didn't know where I was. Huh? So she has fits of anger. She said she started discovering herself after she became an adult. I said, wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. She said, do you know that I questioned if I was really saved? All that period. I said, Meanwhile, if you put me on the stand, they will say, this man, go and say a pastor. He's a criminal. Arrest him. But she started discovering herself in her 30s and said to me, all that time that you thought I was gentle, quiet, I was deep in confusion. I didn't even know who I was, what I wanted. So if I had married you then, I would be having problems. But I won't be able to talk. People will not understand, because they say, where they see the woman outside, in their mind, you are the problem. Even when they are telling, don't worry, sir, it is where. But in their mind, they know you are the problem. Meanwhile, how many people can you... You don't even know how to describe your problem. Because this is... You are dealing with a person who is not even aware at that time that she doesn't know who she is. That's a very bold statement for somebody in her 30s to be saying, I just realized that all that time I was confused and I didn't know who I was. So that means maturity has nothing to do with age. She's a Christian, she's doing fine and all of that, but look at how long it took her. That's why it's very important for you to ensure that your children grow up in a healthy Christian home with the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit. You have to do it deliberately. You can't tell me, oh, we have this sports game, we have this party, we have this thing, and it's Sunday morning. Say, you can do first service, then let them come. I say, no. You can, I can't. Because when I'm done and I leave, my children will only remember me by my values. Are you aware that two books in the Bible, in the New Testament, were written by the brother of Jesus? Brothers. Jude and James. The book of James in the Bible. The guy was a biological brother of Jesus. The other guy, Jude. So you know what it means for them to sit in the house and look at this wannabe guy who thinks he's special. They saw Jesus wake up every morning and go to the carpenter's shed. They saw him as a regular guy. They saw they were in the same compound. They knew him as an ordinary man. There was no way on earth that they would have believed he was the Messiah. Listen, don't expect people around you to understand your destiny. They may not. And they may be doing so sincerely. Don't get mad. Get lost in Christ. Don't get mad. People around you most likely will not appreciate the call of God over your life. In fact, they will try to talk you out of it. A lady said to me, 1 week into our marriage, I have made a mistake. 1 week, or not 1 year. 1 week. And in that wedding, they were falling under the anointing and rolling on the floor. And it took her 1 week. The only way you can see truth is when your eyes are always on Jesus. Then you begin to see levels of deviation. When you put that other person or that project beside the Lord, you will now see that this project is good. But the person that brought the idea has question mark. It's not good with money. So as we are waiting upon the Lord, you must make a decision to put your full attention back on Jesus. Because there are certain things in, go to Ezekiel 37. Let me see if I can wrap this up in 20, 30 minutes. When this church first started, if you see all our flyers, you will never see my face there. I didn't put my face on any flyer until I convinced myself I was dead to it. Recently, I was restricted from coming into a particular location. Into a location. Do you know their reason? They said I'm a church planter. That they don't want me to come. Can you imagine? I said I was going somewhere. They said don't come in. They told me you can't come in, and I went back. This war is real. When I talk about it, people just think I'm some kind of what do you call those conspiracy theorists. I will come back and share the full testimony. Just be calm. Know me, I will give you the prelude, then I will come back. They say you can't come. I was going with 16 people. They say you can't enter. You. The pointer say you. Say you can't enter. Say you're a missionary and a young church planter. You cannot come in. That was the word. And I looked at me, myself, looked at every other person. In what way am I even better than the people here? These people are high flyers in the spirit. But they sing good. See, let me tell you. You are the one thinking you are young. Huh? You are the one thinking, oh, I'm still trying to start a family. In the spirit realm, they look at you differently. They look at your resolve. Lord, give me this nation. They look at this one and say, this one. If you allow this one to come to the UK or Canada, it will create problem for us. They see you by your purposes and intent. They don't see all the noise, and that's why Satan prefers for you to be lost in entertainment. Because you are useless to God. Even him cannot use you. There was a time Jesus was going to enter a particular city and they prevented him. Say, you can't come in. And Jesus went back. Jesus didn't bind them. He went back. Please, are you listening to me? I'm telling you that it is very possible that you are looking down on yourself. Meanwhile, in the heavenly realms, they are seeing a giant. Who does that? There was nobody in that group that was not a child of God. And they singled out my name and said, this one cannot come in. He's a church planter. This one. Come on, start church here. I mean, I was just going to have a good time. But now, dead things are coming back to life today. Part of my goal this morning is to give you an assurance that you never made a mistake. What God told you, you actually heard it. That's why you're having other warfare. If you can just focus on looking on Jesus as the primary goal of every prophecy, the primary focus of every prophecy, you will not have one unfulfilled word in your life. Because it takes God to believe what God says. It takes God. Because God talks big. I say God talks big. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way. choose the word of God.
I choose the word.
Is not weak. There are some of you here, and the Lord told you are free, and Satan has told you 7 times that you are not free. I came to tell you that God's word is elastic. It will endure every lie. If the Lord told you I'm moving you to another nation, you cannot be rejected. You are going. There's nothing they can do. If right now you are down at the lowest level of life, and the Lord says, look, I will not leave you until I perform my word concerning you. Listen, that word will outlive every lie from the mouth of Satan, and we prosper until it has been fulfilled. Come on, say louder, amen. Ezekiel 37. This is just what somebody needs to hear today. Ezekiel 37, and the hand of the Lord was upon me. The word that was used in this scripture as the hand, the Greek is YAWD, in terms of pronunciation, the Yahud. Yahud, Yahud of the Lord was upon me. And that word means strength. The strength of the Lord. Come on, say the strength of the Lord. Is upon me. The word also means the power of God was upon me. And that is why it was able to carry him. The hand of the Lord. The power of the Lord. The strength of the Lord. Another interpretation says the portion of the Lord was upon me. And he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley that was full of bones. And he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Listen to me. The valley, you know, I've read these scriptures for so many years. And then it occurred to me this morning that to be at the valley or in the valley speaks about being at a, you are like in between mountains. Huh? You are the foot. More like you are trapped. And at the foot, there were many dead bones. Many dead men. When the Lord speaks to you, when the Lord commissions you, when the Lord prepares you, and you don't take adequate steps towards the plan and the purposes of God to climb on this mountain that has been allocated to you, and you decide to take the easy route, playing and talking about it, but never doing anything. That's what happens. That's what happens. People want to emotionally engage with God, but never commit. And that's what happens. People want to follow God at their convenience when it feels like it. And that's what happens. The valley was full with very many bones. It's very convenient to be at the valley. But it takes skill to climb a mountain. It takes skill. Pastor, I was explaining to me that the mountain where Jesus prayed and transfigured, it's a very steep mountain. Yeah. Very high and very steep. It has a lot of sharp edges, which means you must not just be good with praying and fasting. You must know what it means to climb a mountain. But look at Jesus, our Lord, in the darkness. That means he had journeyed so many times. He knew the angles to the mountain. Do you know right now in Israel, that place has is they have buses that can drive to the top of that mountain. And even as they drive, you are still scared because of the height. And Jesus in the darkness without a torch, without a rechargeable torch, will climb that mountain. And he took three men with him. Why didn't Jesus show himself at the foot? Do you know he could have done that? Have you ever, like, see, if you are not strong, even physically, you cannot follow God. Because if the Lord tells you, suspend your stomach for the next 60 days. I love you, God, and I live to what? If I was God, I'd lock the door. See? Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let this sound.
Let it be a sweet,
sweet sound in your head. Those are the songs we used to listen to, and we couldn't backslide. Not all these people dancing on cars and behind flowers and doing things, and at the end of the day, you are wondering what exactly is going on. You may have a million views, but God may not know. The goal of a spiritual song is not to make you dance, it's a transport system to bring you to God. If you danced and didn't end up with God, it's not worship. If you moved your body and cried and rolled and it didn't bring you to a level of engagement with your Father, if your heart did not change, if something did not move, it doesn't count for anything. That's worship. There are certain experiences you can never have at the foot of the mountain. This is what destroys great men. The valley. That place of indecision. Never making up your mind. This is where Satan convinces you all these prophecies in your head. Because there are things the Lord will say to you. Until you start taking steps, you won't be seeing the hand of God. You won't see that, that thing is really low.
And some of the confirmations will only come when you're on level 9. Almost at the top. Jesus took those boys, those men, and I hope you know Peter was older than Jesus. When Jesus called Peter Satan, he was calling an older man. Say, you Satan. Come here. The guy just gave a prophecy in church. Same service, not even the second service, same service. How can you be Holy Spirit and Satan at the same time? Just like 2 minutes in time. Because it is so, if you are powered in the spirit by emotions, you can be swept off. That's why I taught you people a few weeks ago. I said, when you want to hear God at a very powerful level, pray yourself to exhaustion. Pray yourself to exhaustion. You are tired, your flesh can't fight. You see, when you sleep, God will come. You won't get there if you are pressing phone and praying. You won't get there. That one is like, it's like charging your inverter and using it at the same time. The valley is a place that swallows great men. And before the Lord did anything that in that valley, he told the prophet to walk around. These are your people. These are men of war. These are men of skill. These are men who doubted me. These are men that never did anything with what I told them. These are men who come to church on Sunday and shout hallelujah. And on Monday, they go and do their own thing. And remember God again 7 days later. This is where they are. It's called the valley of decision. They never make up their minds. And when you are in a place like that, you will trust God today. You will doubt him tomorrow. You trust him again. You doubt him tomorrow. You trust him again. You doubt him tomorrow. And your only fervent season in your life is when there's crisis. But that's when you will pray well. I wish you know that most of those people you are wasting your time with. You created a personal group for 3 of you, 4 of you. That's where you gossip. How I wish you know that 20 friends will not play together for 20 years. I wish. All you need is one occurrence. One brother is a colonel, got married at Akure, he's a military officer. The day he got married, he took the wife's SIM card. He broke it. Sometimes I'm trying to call my daughter. I say, is she? Siri will answer me and say yes. I say, I'm talking to my daughter. Because things sound so alike. Say, is she? Siri. You see. The thing can't tell the difference. You are not my daughter. You are just a machine. There's nothing special about you. You will never be my daughter. But you can be my alarm clock. You can give me research papers. You can tell me. You know, I check every Saturday. Siri, will you train on Sunday? I check it. That's what lets me know what I will wear the next day. I don't pray about that one. I just ask Siri. Sometimes I compare my Siri with my wife's Siri to be sure if it's the same Siri, because sometimes so I Google map, won't carry you and throw you and say I'm going to bear, I will take you to redemption camp and say turn right. Ah, how can I turn right from here? Have you ever used Google Map and just said, I beg, it's enough. Then you now park. Please, sir. I'm going to Canaan land. Say, turn left, turn right. Thank you, sir. Because this serious. You know, I was at, after the prayer meeting on Saturday, the early morning prayer, that was the first day. Immediately, I had to travel to Otta. You know, it didn't occur to me that we are in the season of roasted corn. It didn't occur to me until that morning. I've not eaten roasted corn this year. But the thing about this particular day was that all the people selling the roasted corn, they were at a strategic junction. You could actually pack. Take, not like, you are just relaxed and choose. And I was in the car. I said, oh my God. I said, who sent you to tell these people to fast? You know, the point is that I've been seeing the thing now, it never bothered me. But this one looks so fresh. So fresh. I say, oh my God. Like there was no pressure. I could actually pack the woman and come and meet her. Ah. That day, I thank God that there was somebody was in the car with me, Sha. I thank God. I have to be honest with you, I thank God because I don't know what would have happened between Otta and Yanokpaja Road. God have mercy. The spirit is willing. Do you know a funny thing? I got to Lagos, the desire died. So I knew it was the devil. Give me my scripture. Let me tie this up. He said, can this bone live? God asked him. Say, son of man. When God referred to him as son of man, God was appealing to his humanity. Do you think these dry bones, this failed marriage, do you think this pattern of disappointment, do you think this thing can be fixed? That's what God was asking him. And I know some of you have a lot of faith. But when the Lord makes you to walk in the midst of dead bones, your prayer is not how they will resurrect. Your prayer is how I can even get out of this place. Because the Bible said there were so many. You look at this, your marriage failed. Relationship failed. School, you didn't graduate. Relationship, no direction. Masters, ASU strike. Money, 2,520 kobo. You look at everything around you, dead, dead, suffocating, dead, dead. And then God says, my son, my daughter, do you believe? Say, God, I don't want message of faith. I don't know. Because this one I prayed, he still died. This one I prayed, nothing happened. This one, it was dying. When I now prayed, now died the more. This one, you can begin to look at everywhere. Every time you actually begged God, that God, please do something. And nothing happened. Do you know that being honest does not really take away your faith? God didn't rebuke his prophet. The prophet said he didn't know. Because if I say you can do it and you are not planning to do it, then you say, what's wrong with you, man? You are always jumping the gun. If I say, no, you can't do it, then God will tell me and say, are you saying I cannot do anything I want to do? I don't know what's on your mind. Tell us. That actually, if I was the one, it feels quite rude. But it was being honest. I don't know. Because I prayed. This one, I fasted. This one, Pastor Benga said we should do VG. This one, I said we should form prayer of 2 and 3. This one, we had 5 days praying 5 hours every day, Monday to Wednesday in the church. They all died. This particular situation, Busayo did not even, she joined us late. She didn't start the prayer with us. She got her miracle. This one, she has gotten married. This one, she's in Canada. This one, we shout amen there. This one, you just look around like, who understands what I'm saying? Because some of us have become numb. That's why when they say pray, you can't respond. Because it seems the moment you start praying, that thing starts dying. And what did the Lord tell him? Next verse. Prophesy. Let me tell you something about prophecy here. And you will need this. Please pay attention. The word prophecy here is the word Naba. Naba. It's not a tongue. It's Hebrew. Naba. N-A-B-A. But when you hear me say prophesy, you think about Lekama Soto Fotosia, the Spirit of the Lord. That's what you think. And that is part of it. But I will show you another angle. And by the time we are done with this fasting and prayer, we will have a full Sunday for this one. Alright? Let me tell you what the word means. It means to speak under the influence of the divine spirit. It means to sing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Did you hear what I said? It means to speak under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and to what? To sing. We have prophetic songs. He said, and speaking about singing and prophesying, it said, with in a predictive and simple discourse. What it means is that when I begin to sing, I am singing the outcome. I am not just singing because it's a lovely song. I am singing with a prophetic perspective, as though I am declaring the end from the beginning. We have seen the problem, we have seen the situation, but now through our song, we can declare the end of the matter from the beginning. Because many times when we say prophesy, some of you may realize that you may become overwhelmed because of your understanding of the problem. But when we begin to sing, it has a different flavor to it. It is possible to sing under inspiration. The kind of songs that God's power flows through are those that when His hand is upon you and you begin to sing, it's as if He's giving you the communication channel to bring Him close so that He can do the things that are unique and peculiar to Him. He doesn't want you to sing in the flesh. He wants you to sing as though you are under the influence of the Spirit. The scripture says to us, Paul was teaching, he said, speaking to yourself in what? In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Spiritual songs are songs that are presented under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual songs can break the atmosphere of warfare. So do you know it's possible here that this man prophesied, but do you know it's also possible he sang? I'm talking about Ezekiel. If God had put a peace in this scenario, most likely peace would not speak. She would sing. And they both share equal powers. Because when the Lord says to you, speak to the dry bones, then you can open your mouth wide and you can begin to sing. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth, blessed be the name of the Lord, for the Lord our God, omnipotent, He reigneth in majesty. The Lord,
the Lord reigneth,
the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for the Lord our God, omnipotent, He reigneth in majesty. See, holy. When the Lord asks you to speak to dry bones, because we are going to do some speaking this morning. Hallelujah. When the Lord asks you to speak, it's advisable to shut your eyes. I say it's advisable to what? Because Satan will start showing you. You see, the moment you start responding, those dead things will start dying the more. They died again. They will start dying again. They will start looking so dry, so irredeemable. As if God will say to you, by this time next year you'll be married, is not capable of bringing his word to pass. As though God will say to you, by this time next year, I would have paid all your bills. As if he's not, expect Satan the moment God talks. So you must sing the songs that declare his strength. Oh, those are spiritual songs. The song that puts God as the subject and removes you. Come on, are you with me now? Not necessarily the songs that want to make you shake your body. They are, those are good. When we are okay, we'll dance. Fella. Not fella. Yika fella. That one, when you don't have a problem, that's when you be doing that. And I love the guy. Because the man never called himself an evangelist. So he said, merry makers. He's here to make us merry. So he used one chapter to sing Christian song. Then use the second chapter to praise those who are supporting his work. Correct guy. I didn't understand how a Christian could be in love with a fellow until I met Pastor Desmond. He has all the cases, he'll just be playing it. I've been listening to how he's praising all his support. And you only buy cases. These ones, they are giving me money. So if the cassette is for them, it's not for you. You know what I'm saying? That cassette is for those in chapter 2. You just happen to come around. But have you seen the way he does it so well? Oh. Worship is about the subject. The one who is being magnified. And you must settle this. Because there is a way God wants to be praised. Have you seen the account of Isaiah? Have you read the book of Revelation and see the way the cherubims praise him? Have you seen the style? Have you seen why what you do cannot count? Isaiah saw the Lord, and the first thing he saw was his train. I'm not talking about the train from Lagos to Abeokuta. It's entourage. Entourage. The 24 elders. God wants to come in. Those 24 elders, they are master spirits, elders. They are crowned. They are not just elders, they are crowned. They have oversight over domains and territories. And yet, when God wants to come in, it is the train you will see first. You will see angels. And they were singing, the Lord in them, the Lord in them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, O people, both hands, he reigned in majesty. Say the Lord, the Lord in the Lord. One more time, say the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, for me, for them, he reigneth in majesty. By the time they are doing this, that could be like 6 hours so, in human timing. You know, you want to do 1 hour service and run away. That's there is opening prayer. Your 1 hour for time is opening prayer. The train is just marching. Do you see why I say we cannot worship God and be in a hurry? That's why I said the Sunday after we end this fast, we have a full day. Come on, say full day. The entire service. Huh? You will be lucky if I preach. We must practice this. Full service. 3.5 hours. Huh? Oh, we need to learn it. Huh? It will not be good that I pastored you and I didn't explain to you. Because nobody will tell you this one. What they'll tell you is sharp, 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 sharp. You will not touch God like this. Isaiah was the one who was being shown the vision. And he saw the way heaven orchestrated their worship. And God was the last person to show up. But before he showed up, those angelic beings, the seraphims, right? They came. Pew! You just see them in the air. Pew! Just begin in numbers. Pew! flying and worshiping God with their service. Do you know that when you serve God, you're actually worshiping Him? These are very weird creatures with six wings. Not every angel has wings. With two, they cover their face because they must not behold His face. How come we are so relaxed? Hey God. Hi God. You know, I just love Him because He's just a good God. He's a good God. He's not TikTok. Hey God. You've not seen Him. You see that it is actually in God's mercy that He doesn't show up when you sing. So that His anger will not consume. It's in out of mercy that He doesn't come. He has left an entire church. Be doing what you like. Read the scriptures. You see these gigantic beings with eyes all over them. And they will come out. God is just about to come. These strange looking beings that look, and they look like animals, they look like human beings. They look weird. Very huge. And in their numbers. Not just one. Because some of you think only one seraphim came. In their numbers. Because the scripture tells us that the strength of a king is in his number. The strength, you want to know a powerful king. When you are going for United Nations, go and see how they are being welcomed. Some, they know they came to beg for money. Some, these ones are the ones that will talk. We are supposed to be on security council. It's not by asking. Yeah. Can you secure your own nation? These angelic, powerful angelic beings. Powerful angelic beings. Look at their character. Give me Isaiah chapter 6, I believe. Quickly, because I want to end this message here. Isaiah chapter 6. Ancient world, ever true, changing me and changing me. We are one with all man, all that the ancient world be one. Ancient world. Have come. One more time. Nation world, ever true. Kalabarakata sayadana. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, and He was high and lifted up. And His train, speaking about His robe, His emissaries, His robes, His train, so long. You would have to interact with that before you qualify to sing. Filled the temple. There was no part of the temple. The scripture says you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. There is no part of your being. If you want to see God, there must not be any part of your being that you keep away from Him, because His train must fill the temple. And above the throne, come and say above the throne. It said above the throne stood the seraphims. Oh my God. Stood the seraphims with what? Each one had what? Now, pay attention. The word seraphim is a plural term. One seraphim is referred to as seraph. I'm not talking about cherubim and seraphim. I said seraph. Unfortunately, or fortunately, they seem to understand the angelic realm more than we do anyway, but it's okay. That's fine. That day. This, I'm not holding brief for anyone so, because you're not paying me. If you want me to represent you in court, we have to discuss. They were Soraf. It's S-A-W-R-A-W-F. Soraf. That's a good name for your child, Seraph. And the word Seraph means serpent. Come on now. The word Seraph means serpent. I'm reading from my concordance. Maybe I'm lying. Please get up. What word is this?
Seraph.
All right. What's this pronunciation?
Soraph.
Uh-huh. What is the first meaning of that word?
Serpent, fear the serpent, poisonous.
Wait. Serpent, then I emphasize, fiery serpent. It's not just a serpent. When you see it, you'll be afraid. Number two.
Majestic beings with six.
Okay. Emphasize the A point.
Okay, the A says poisonous serpents.
A poisonous... We are talking about a seraphim. A seraph. Let me help you. Because some people, you read the Bible with your... With your Bible CRS mind. Bible knowledge. So the seraphims are serpent, giant looking serpents. So the presence of God is a mystical temple. It's not, and I told you, just it's not that guy on your calendar. You see, because now you are seeing what a seraph looks like. So the person on the throne, what does he look like? The person who made them. And I'm not talking about an anaconda or a cobra. I want you to think above that, because these seraphims were so large, they stood above the throne. So if the Lord says, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool, so how large is one seraphim? Just one. The Bible says they are like what? Poisonous looking serpents. Oh, are you getting it now? This is the guy they are describing. Say he had, and they have wings. These are winged serpents. Add wing to this picture in your mind. Huh? And they are not wings like that of a mosquito. These are giant. Have you watched all those your sci-fi movies? Some of you don't watch movies. You are so righteous. I'll share my Netflix account with you. Just give me see me after service. Don't come, because we are fasting. Do you understand what I'm saying? A giant looking serpent. I'm not talking about Kong. Abi, what's that guy? Kong. King Kong. I'm talking about something worse. And you have several of them. They are his bodyguards. Giant looking serpents with fiery and mighty wings. Because if you are standing in God's presence, that wing must be big enough to cover your face and shield you from the glory, or you die. As believers, when we come before Him, we must come not shielded with, don't go and pluck the wing of a chicken and bring it to God's presence and try to be smart. No, your wings are your humility. Don't come until you have rested and removed every pride from your soul. If not, you will pray and you will say, God is not showing up. God is trying to protect you. Don't come to Him when you have made up your mind that it will be chicken. Go with your chicken. Don't come and start praying and speaking in tongues when you've concluded it is Uche. The moment you do that, just go. Because God promised that if you come before Him with idols, He will allow the idols to talk to you. And you say, but I prayed, and Pastor Binga said, It was your idols you had. Because God said, if you don't, it is rude to stand before me and ask for my opinion when you already know what you want to do. So if you know what you want to do, go and do it. Don't insult me. If not, I will allow the voice of it. And hear Pastor Bingo say, Shaka, bada, bada, thus hear the Lord. And your idols will be talking, and it is not Pastor Bingo asked for. Neither is it the fault of Abel's word. It was your idol. Because you are an idol worshiper. These things are serious. People are saying, that's why people like all those meetings where they talk and they say, God is love. They say, you come and hear this one. This is how to go far. You can only cloak yourself in humility and purity. So unto this man will I look. Isaiah chapter 66. A man that is of a broken spirit and of a contrite heart and trembles when I speak. He has a posture that Baba has spoken. Not let us reason it together. Pastor, I've been praying. I don't know why God is not speaking. It's for your sake. Look at this. He said, with two wings, they covered their face. Now imagine thousands of seraphims, thousands upon thousands of them, standing in the atmosphere, standing huge serpent-like birds, standing in the atmosphere, and they've been with him since eternity past. Yet, I have not received any degree or qualification or diploma to look into his face. And yet God says, come. Come, my sons. You that fornicate, say, come. You that killed, say, come. Say, come. The temple has been opened. The barrier has been removed. That privilege was not given to seraphims. You don't know how weighty you are. You don't know how loved you are. You allow what a man says to you define how you see yourself. You don't know anything. You allow how a woman treats you. She makes me feel special. That's why you want to marry her. You are in trouble. We look to man for validation. That is why we are not free. Because the day they withdraw it, we panic. God gave the privilege of sons to us. He didn't give seraphim, this giant looking serpent like birds. And he says, come. Come on, say, come. Come on, say, come. Come on, say, come. He beckons to you and say, come. He beckons to you. Don't go. Don't run away from me. I'm the one who loves you. Come. If you are lost, come. You are struggling with your addiction. Say, come. I'm the one who loves you. I'm your maker. I'm your creator. I can fix you. I know what we need to do. Come. Don't run away. He said, with two wings, they cover their face. What does that signify? Honor, reverence. You cannot abide on this mountain without honor and reverence to the king. It will show in the way you posture yourself. It will show in the way you dress. It will show in the way you speak. It will show in the way you carry yourself. It will show in your ideology. It's not saying the universe says to me. Even the universe bends at his word. The mountains melt when he shows up. They just start shrinking. They start shrinking. When he shows up, they shrink. That's how I know God marvels when he sees that we cannot trust him. Because even your problem melts before him. That's your father. That's the one whose DNA you carry. And he says, come. The first requirement of seraphs is to honor and reverence him. The second, they cover their feet. The feet, the scripture tells us, is for the preparation of the gospel of peace. The feet speaks of dominion over territories. And yet, when they stand before him, they must cover it. Jesus said to us in Luke chapter 12, he said, after you have done the will of God, and men are greeting you, tell them I am an unworthy servant. Today we want to bring to this podium God's servant from the city of Lagos, Nigeria. He's an apostle and a prophet, a raiser of the dead, a miracle worker. He's a chain breaker. Nevada, America, New York, and Singapore received the ministry of God's servant all the way from Maryland. Hello! And you two went and you collected the mic. Somebody invited Pastor Ayo to a meeting. And while he wanted to bring Pastor up, he said, I've known this man of God for years. That was the first line. He's an anointed man of God. He's a prophet. A prophet among prophets. A prophet that mentors prophets. He has been gifted in diverse healings and miracles, including the raising of the dead. Pastor, see? I've never raised any dead man in my life before. As he was coming up, you know, when men of God come, you notice, man, when they always say something to themselves. You have never asked me that, what do we say? Because we're all sitting here together, and then we started talking. So Pastor, you know, he just got close to encouraged my man. Said, I just said that. I want to encourage them. I want their faith to be, so that's... He said he just wants to boost the faith of the people. So he told them that Pastor raises the dead. The issue of covering your feet is that even after you are serving God and you are putting in your best and you are sacrificing, when you stand before Him, you can't even present that. Your righteousness, you can't present it. Your effort, you can't present it. God is the only object and subject here. Don't think you have any right to lay claim to His presence or suggest that you are spiritual or more spiritual than others because you had a vision and you saw Him and He came and wore suit and anything. It doesn't mean jack. If you have failed the test of honoring the Lord and submitting your service to His judgment, not thinking you have done anything because you raised the dead or you won 1,000 souls or deliver people from, you will fail. Your work will burn at the end of the day. Are you with me now? Don't let them give you a name that is not yours. You are just a servant. You are just a servant. Whatever we have found, whatever God has given to us here, we are grateful. But we don't forget our status. I could have been somewhere else now. All my friends that were at IFE together studying for a postgraduate, I saw some of their posts last 2 weeks. They become professors. That's how you know you are getting old. You know, you don't know you are getting old. Because you look young and you are looking like a flip and, you know. You just realize that, your friend, that one, that used to fall sick on campus, she's now a doctor of oncology in Nevada. Like, Then when he registers, now realize, they were gone. How old is she? How old am I? You don't realize that, Oma, you are here, you are playing, you know. You are playing on TikTok. You are here, you are playing. Somebody said, you are playing with me. Yeah, you are playing. When people are becoming PhDs and specialists, consultant GPs, you are here, check, liking videos, dancing in front of camera. And you say you are going to heaven. Meanwhile, you won't dance in church. The thing dance we cause. You know, it was dance they used to remove John's head. John the Baptist. What a king could not do, dance did. She danced, and I said, he became possessed. The king became possessed. He said, go and bring his head. If you like, keep watching those people. One day, you'll be gifting and doing all kind of things on TikTok. Till they collect your ATM pin and password, and you'll just be getting debit alert. If you call my number, I'll be on the mountain. It won't go. They covered their feet, and with two wings, they did fly. They honored him, they reverenced him. They took away their achievements, their status, positions, and with two wings, they worshipped. There is such a thing
as owl to worship God. In verse 3, they cried one to another. Did they sing to God? Look at that. Were they singing to God? Did you see the fear? They couldn't even face the person they were singing to. It's just like Femi and I looking at ourselves. Am I just, this is God here. We're not face here. Holy, holy. And FM2 look at me and say, holy. We cry, holy. Somebody help me sing, holy. We cry,
holy.
We cry. We sing. We'll look at each other and cry. The emphasis on cry, the attitude. They will sing till their voices were gone. We cry. We cry. We cry. Come on, cry. Help me sing. Sing, you are holy. 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 Jesus. We cry.